Hello, this is Evan Kane. I'm a writer based out of Alberta, Canada. And here's just some of my stories. If you like what you hear, please follow me on social media or on my website or on Podbean. And please feel free to donate to my Ko-fi account. Tonight's story, well, there's actually two of them. Were two separate stories, but then I realized they were kind of related, so I decided that I would put them together. I've called the stories Both Sides of the End. First story, With a Whimper. It was an unusually cold evening in Calgary. Although it was only 8:45, Adam had settled in for the night. The doors were locked, windows closed, blinds lowered. He was playing music, ignoring the outside world, and editing a manual for one of his clients. Suddenly, the power shut off, dropping the apartment into blackness. Adam saved his work and shut down his computer, but first grabbed a flashlight he kept at his desk to provide some lighting. He then retrieved a bag of tea candles he kept in his kitchen and some matches. Within 5 minutes, several lit candles had been placed throughout his apartment, giving faint illumination. He returned to his desk. He grabbed his phone to see if he could access any updates about the power outage, as, with no Wi-Fi, Adam's phone was currently the only piece of tech that could access the internet. Except it didn't. Adam spent several minutes searching for networks from other providers, even another Wi-Fi signal, but nothing came up. A nameless fear started bubbling up inside him as the hair on the back of his neck stood up. Thoughts of terrorist attack flashed into his head as he held his breath. He then heard it. Silence. Adam's apartment building was in the middle of an inner city neighborhood. Even on a Monday night, even at this time of the night, there should be some faint noise of traffic, sirens, human activity, but there was nothing. He stepped over to the window and peered out of the blinds. Pitch black. Adam stared for a few minutes. In a full power outage, all buildings and streetlights would be out, but traffic should be providing some illumination on the street. All he saw was a solid wall of darkness, no light. Adam waited and watched for a few moments, hoping his eyes would adjust and the stars would be visible. No stars. He shone his flashlight on the street below. Adam's apartment was on the third floor, but the flashlight should have illuminated the sidewalk below. It didn't. Aside from the reflection off the window, no light dissipated the infinite darkness outside his window. He leaned forward and his hand brushed the windowpane. It was cold. Winter cold. Colder than it should ever be at this time of the year. He stepped back from the window and pulled the blinds and drapes tightly shut. Adam double-checked his phone, hoping that maybe emergency services could connect. Nothing. No signal. What? He whispered. His phone's battery life was at 90%. He had just charged it. He stared at his phone for a moment in the silence. Then a low rumble started up. The sound seemed to come from everywhere, but it was louder in his bedroom. He crept quietly to his room and timidly peered through the blinds. More darkness, but now frost was growing over the windowpane. As suddenly as it started, the low, rumbling noise stopped. Silence. Adam then heard a rapid beating noise, and then laughed out loud as he realized it was his heart. He almost screamed when the skittering noise started up. It seemed to travel across the roof outside before stopping about where the door to his unit opened onto the apartment hallway. Then again, silence. He crept to the door and looked out the peephole. With the power out, he should have seen the emergency lights illuminating the hallways. Adam thought he saw a flicker of light, then darkness. He stood on a rolled-up towel he used at night to block light spilling into his apartment from the building hallway. He felt it move slightly under his bare foot. He looked down shining the flashlight he had in his hands at the towel. It appeared as if someone was trying to pull it outside, but couldn't quite catch hold of it. He crouched down and used his hands to hold the towel taut. The flashlight flickered several times, then went dark. Inwardly, Adam cursed himself for not checking the batteries more often. As he held the towel in place, his hands and feet felt a growing cold. The tug of war stopped. He stepped away from the door and sat back on the floor and wall opposite. He exhaled a deep breath he'd been holding in. His exhalation came out as a white cloud of water vapor, and Adam shivered. He quietly stood up and stepped over to the closet to grab a heavy coat. He was flabbergasted to observe the tea candle he had placed on the floor was almost burned down. Those normally last several hours, not minutes. Adam noticed the other candles were almost done. He grabbed a dozen new ones and lit them, scattering them again throughout his apartment. When he tried placing candles near his front window, he paused as he heard a low, crackling noise. He held the candle up, and its meager light displayed curtains and blinds covered with a heavy frost. But the frost was starting to turn gray, with a few growing black spots. The window emitted a low creaking noise, and Adam wondered how long before they cracked and let whatever was outside in. He wondered if whatever was already inside. Suddenly, the skittering noise started up again. This time, the noise was quieter and seemed to split off into four different regions, two in the bathroom, two in the kitchen. Vents and plumbing, he thought. It was slower, but the sound was getting closer, like it was creeping through the building. Adrenaline coursing through his veins, he remembered his storage room. It was in the center of his apartment, more or less in the center of the building, and the furthest place possible from any windows, vents, doors, and plumbing. He threw his phone, a package of batteries, the flashlight, a box of matches, a bag of candles, several jackets into his storage room. After lighting a few candles, he stepped into the closet, pulling the door shut behind him. Adam shoved some rags into the space between the floor and the bottom of the door. The rest of the door frame he sealed with duct tape. He lit several more candles and replaced the batteries in his flashlight. It was his last refuge. He sat down on the floor and checked his phone. Still, no signal, and it was definitely draining. It was at 68% and dropped to 65% while he watched. He noticed the door handle started to have a thin layer of frost building up. He tried placing candles near the door, but they burned down quickly, as if someone had sped up time 100 times faster than normal. The skittering sound had stopped. He sat furthest from the door. The batteries on his flashlight lasted a few minutes. Candles lasted somewhat longer, but he still had to light new ones every few minutes. His phone was almost completely drained. Ice was building up on the inside of the door, and Adam used whatever remaining illumination to confirm there were no black spots on the frost. The frost at the center of the door started to turn gray, and it was ever so quiet. And now for the other side. This is titled, With a Bang. They sat down on the bench then, with Emily cuddling into Tyson. It was a perfect afternoon in late May, the kind of day where the smell of flowers danced faintly in the breeze, and while there was heat, it wasn't quite yet the full heat of the summer sun. The dogs, still on their leashes, laid down beside them.
I'm serious. What would you do if you found out the world was going to end? Emily asked.
Well, the fine end of the world. Every day, world's end. People divorce, die, lose jobs, move.
He looked down at Emily, and she had that beautiful smile on her face. That smile drew him to ask her out 3 years ago.
End.
Okay, we're not talking the final end of Earth, when the sun swallows it in a few billion years. We're talking, what, Hollywood end of the world? Big budget spectacle, right? Or something realistic?
Emily looked off to the upper left, and for a moment Tyson thought there was something sad about how she looked.
Realistic. That Let's say an asteroid impact, big enough to turn the crust molten.
So, I'm assuming there's no Bruce Willis or plucky band of astronauts with nukes who'll blow it up before it hits the Earth.
Assume it doesn't matter. That's not our movie. I'm talking about you. What would you do if you knew the world was going to end, and there was nothing you could do because no one would believe you, or it's happening too soon to warn people, or even everyone's known for weeks and there's been riots, looting, whatever, but this is the last 10 minutes before the asteroid impacts.
Tyson laughed. Damn, honey. You're not leaving me a lot of wiggle room. Well, I suppose I'd hope I was home with you and the dogs, just so we could hold each other. I suppose that's all that matters in the end.
They kissed then for a few minutes. A wind started up, getting stronger. The sound of thunder was heard in the distance. Pulling away from Emily, Tyson looked up at the sky.
Huh, I didn't think there was a thunderstorm in today's forecast.
His voice trailed off as he noticed the eastern horizon was giving off an orange glow that grew rapidly. The wind got stronger, and the thunder increased in volume. The dogs started to whine and yowl. Emily held tight to Tyson with one hand and used the other to tilt his head down to hers. There were tears in her eyes as she tried to smile.
It's the end, and hold me.
Thank you. Admittedly, you know, given current events in the world, that's kind of something that, you know, was on my mind. But both of these were kind of stories I'd had in the past, and I realized that they kind of work together. I thought I'd present them as one unit. I hope you enjoyed it, and again, follow me on my website, on social media. If you like what you hear, tell your friends and donate to me on Ko-fi. Thanks, and remember that every day is the last day, every Christmas is the last Christmas, every birthday is the last birthday for someone.